hello. It's been a while, hasn't it? But I'm back after a fantastic research at conference in Toronto, where I've been talking about dyslexia and EFL, and today I'm bringing a very interesting topic, which is grammar. I know, some people love grammar, some people hate grammar, and they think the feeling is mutual. However, the problem with grammar is that we don't understand it, and that grammar has a bad rep. Why? If I recall correctly, and I think I do, and I've been having so many convos with other teachers and students, grammar is taught in a kind of a, let's say, medieval way, which means you just sit down and you either translate sentences or you fill in the gaps or you transform, etc., etc. The point is that grammar surrounds us. If we look outside, if we look at the sky, if we look at the buses, cars, trees, birds, if you look around, wherever you are, you will see grammar, you will see subjects and objects and verbs and adjectives. The point is that to really enjoy grammar, we have to understand it, because language is like mathematics, it's very logical. So what is the problem with grammar? Today I'll focus on dyslexic EFL students, but it applies to everyone. In my practice, people who hate grammar or who think they hate grammar is because they don't have those solid foundations. Like in mathematics, you will not move on to multiplication if you do not know how to add. We have those skills that have to be built upon one upon the other. And the same thing is with grammar. So foundational aspect of grammar is grammar awareness. So it's ability to recognize the rules and structures of the language. It involves knowing how to put the words together in a sentence. So we start with subject and verb and object. In language teaching, grammar awareness is important because it helps students communicate more effectively and accurately. It allows them to understand why certain structures are used in certain contexts. So before we venture to conditional clauses, right, we have to start with a very, very simple subject, verb, and object. And I know that some teachers say, well, we don't have time. And I agree with you. I understand you don't have the time. But if you don't build those foundations, your students will struggle. For dyslexic students, grammar awareness can be particularly challenging as they may have difficulty with phonological processing, which can impact their ability to understand, remember grammatical rules. However, please remember there are certain ways in which you can foster the understanding. And with the right support and knowing how to teach them, they can develop strong grammar awareness skills. So, truth be told, it has to be explicit. So there's no room for inquiry-based learning. It has to be explicit, it has to be direct, and you have to provide ample opportunities for practice and reinforcement. However, some teachers may ask, well, but how am I supposed to do that? It's not L1. So if you speak your students L1, you are in for a treat because you can refer to L1. So transfer that knowledge. And I know that some teachers will say, you know, I don't remember my L1 grammar. And it's okay, just sit down and have a little refresher. It really will help a lot. Secondly, you have to remember that grammar. And now I will use a metaphor. And quick pro tip, when I'm working with dyslexic EFL students or students who are neurodivergent in general, I'm not using metaphorical language because they will drown in a sea of words. But because I'm talking to teachers and I'm a chatty person and my second name is metaphor, I will use a metaphor to explain what I mean. Grammar is like the backbone of the language. You have the backbone. Then words are your muscles. Semantics is your bloodstream, all right? Phonetics and phonology is your nervous system. When you put all the items together in one, you have a human being. And the same with grammar. If your student doesn't understand grammar, the grammar will show up in the writing. So they won't be able to write a cohesive essay, or a letter, or even a simple sentence. It will be difficult to teach writing, even simple sentences, because they will get lost. So that's why grammar is very, very important. And what does it mean to teach it explicitly? So what is explicit instruction? Explicit instruction is a kind of instruction where there is no room for guessing. So you can use multisensory approaches. Again, I will reiterate one more time that I haven't come across research that supports multisensory. So I would say it's engaging. So that's why your students, especially young ones, will respond. But if you don't do multisensory instruction, it's okay. However, you have to provide clear instructions and examples. You have to illustrate grammar rules. And I would say start with the basics. And by saying start with the basics, I'm not talking go back to present simple or to be. No. Go back to the parts of a sentence and parts of speech. I use color-coded parts. You can use whatever you want to. You can refer to Montessori method. There are plenty of resources, so you can just begin and come up with your own. However, it has to be explicit and you have to stick with it. So, for example, in my book, adjective is always black. It's a black triangle. So I stick to it and I never change it. You have to break down to manageable parts. And that's why we're going back to parts of speech and parts of sentence. Because without parts of speech or parts of sentence, the student will not be able to create a sentence, let alone write even a short paragraph or a letter or an email to a friend. So I'm a huge, huge advocate of going back to the basics, because starting with the basics, you will build your students' understanding. You will be able to understand what the preposition is, what the determiner is, what's the point. And if you speak the L1, then you can use a little bit of contrastive grammar analysis, showing them how it works in L1, how it works in L2. But please, it's not a linguistic class, so don't go that path of I'm going to teach you everything and anything. No, you have to know the foundation. I use visual aids and diagrams. I provide regular feedback. I'm breaking it down to smaller concepts. So really, we start with subject, verb, object, then we expand it. So we start with a simple sentence. Then I add conjunctions. Then you can talk about subordinate, superordinate. What is a clause? What is a sentence? What is a prepositional phrase, etc. But please remember, you cannot hurry. Because sometimes I have teachers and I understand when it's coming from, because we are being, I'd say, even judged based on how fast we move with the material, because maybe the manager say, oh, they have to pass the FCE, or maybe you work at a state school and students have exams and so on and so forth, so you're in a hurry. But slow and steady wins the race. Slow and steady wins the race, so do not hurry. Provide a lot of interleaving. So coming back to the previous concept, I should say that retrieval practice and space practice should be like the staple of your instruction. You can use cold calling. However, to minimize student stress, I use cold calling without grades. Just because I know that in some systems, students get judged a lot. So, for example, for my students, what I did, I used low-stake exams or tests every Friday. There were no grades, but there was immediate feedback. And the feedback was not directed at the student saying, oh, you're the boy in a red shirt sitting by the window. I was just saying, well, there was this mistake and we did it. Da-da-da-da-da. So very explicit, very direct. And ample practice and regular feedback. Interleaving is crucial, so please remember, just because, let's say, finished parts of speech, right, parts of sentence, or you finished talking about prepositions, it does not mean that it's done deal and you're not going back there again. You have to come back, so you have to interleave that instruction so that your students retain. You have to provide lots of ample practice and then interleave the grammar into the writing process. I will be talking about writing in another episode. All I can say is please remember, writing with your hand is crucial. Handwriting is crucial. Letter formation is the staple of writing. So do not forget about that. And I also wanted to tell you that I'll be running a webinar in June. So be on the lookout. The webinar will be about grammar and writing. It will lead to my paid workshop, but you can just come to a webinar and you will learn a lot. I do not have a set date because I'll be running a webinar in Polish first at the end of May, the 25th of May. I'm going to add a link in the episode description. And the webinar in English will be in June. However, I do not have the date, so follow me on LinkedIn and sign up for my newsletter so that you won't miss it. And talk to you soon in the next episode. Bye.